The presenting sponsor of Upmarket is Aereo, the best place to grow and manage your real estate media business, online at aereo.com. That's A-R-Y-E-O.com. Coming to you from the makeshift Upmarket studio in the beautiful Ojai Valley of Southern California, this is Upmarket, a podcast about the business of real estate photography and media. My name is Reed Fish. I'm the CEO, the co-founder of Upmarket Media. And I'm ready to hear some sweet New Zealand accent. Mark Corcoran.
Heyo. Mark's back in the house.
Mark is back. Mark, also a co-founder, our COO. And the gang's all here. Chelsea Froelich.
Producing. Hello,
oh,
here I am.
Oh God, thank God. We've been doing so many Upmarket episodes lately, and I feel like I've done a lot of them on my own, and it gets a little lonely sometimes.
It does. You're always apologizing when, oh, we're not here, and like finally the gang's all here.
Yeah, and it's like because I feel like I only have so much to say. Just kidding.
Right. Almost ran out of things to say.
Yeah. Almost. No, I think I can talk. I can talk more. So in this episode, we've been focusing so much on PMRE, and we're going to still focus on that, and we've been doing all this other stuff. I thought it was time to kind of check in with Upmarket Media. How are we doing? What's going on? What are we going through that might be applicable to other people, other business owners out there at this moment in time? And I do want to start the last couple months have been pretty good. I think we can say business has been on the upswing. Mark took his big trip to Australia. We managed that. And I mean, we have some hiccups and we'll talk about some of those later. But I think one of the big things that has happened over the last couple months is it has to do with Chelsea. And I think we've talked so much on this podcast about how much we appreciate Chelsea and everything she does. And I think even with that, I think Chelsea, they just got to a point where you were not feeling and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but as appreciated, or not that you weren't appreciated, but that you were not
recognized, on the right maybe? Track, but yeah, not the right words. 'Cause I always felt appreciated. I always felt valued. It was just, I was feeling burnt out. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just felt like the work I was doing wasn't adding up with everything else. I don't know how to describe it without it sounding worse than it is.
I think you said something along the lines of, I'm feeling burnt out and undercompensated.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you feel like my perspective on it was like when we started with you, like this was your job description was a certain thing, your roles were kind of laid out, and then over time that changed and evolved. And what that basically meant was more and more was put on your plate, and it wasn't really laid out what your proper job description was, or you weren't properly compensated for all those things.
Yeah. And I think something I didn't say when we had our meeting and talked about this, I think a part of that was also because of my job before this. Uh-huh. I was doing everything. So I was doing admin and, running errands and design work and modeling and taking pictures. I was doing everything for this company that I worked for. And I was very undercompensated and never given back anything that was promised. Right. So I think there was a little bit of like scarring from that,
Sure.
So when I was feeling overwhelmed and just all these new things that I was doing and put on my plate, it started to take that toll. I was like, I'm feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. It started to feel like more than what one person can handle.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew if I just talked to you guys about it, you would hear me and understand. And so.
Yeah. Well, and I think because you've been so good at your job, it's also, I think Mark and I fall into the trap of being like, oh, just give it to Chelsea. It'll be fine. We're not that busy right now. She can handle this too. She can handle that too. I think that's true, but it's also, if you just keep doing that,
It does. I can totally handle it and I'm happy to help however I can. But right. yes, it adds up after, you know, it was right. a couple of years. And so I was like,
And I think even, on our side, I think that we have tried to have some bigger projects that go and then they just don't really get done. And that's not your fault. But, you know, how can you do it if like you have to do all the admin and then also we're running, all these other things at you, these bigger projects. I mean, it's hard enough sometimes just to get through the day with whatever falls on our plate on that given day.
Right. But I needed to have that conversation and be completely transparent about it because that also goes with time management, right. getting those projects done. Right. But when I was feeling overwhelmed and, you know, undercompensated and just like, there was not enough motivation for me to be like, I need to figure this out so that I can do 10 times more than what I'm doing. Cause right now I'm already feeling overwhelmed. Right, so, right.
yeah. And it kind of came to the point where we needed to kind of step back and look at everything that you're doing. Right. And be like, what do you want to be doing? Like, what do we need you to be doing? And then how can we structure your work week to like actually start getting these things done?
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, the way you went about it ultimately was good because you scared the shit out of Mark and I.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean we
woke up one morning to like a scheduled Slack message from Chelsea. And I don't remember how it started, but it was more like, in my time working here, and you're like, and then like halfway through the message, I'm like, okay, she's not quitting. She's not quitting.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to start it off on a good note saying that I appreciate everything you've done.
But
it's good because I do think that inadvertently, clearly, lit a fire under our ass to be like, oh, hey, no, we got to take this seriously because obviously you were not saying I'm going to quit now, but you're like, well, if we don't figure this out, just going to get burnt out and I'm going to quit, whether it's in 6 months or a year or just whatever, or, you know, obviously we want you to be happy, but ultimately do we want you to just keep working for us?
Right.
You know, and if you're not happy, that's not going to be the case.
Yeah. We don't want to wake up to that Slack message ever. So that was definitely a wake up call. And like Reed and I strategized. And
that wasn't even a thought, by the way. It was more just like, I was going to say, well, I have to take a step back then because I'm doing too much for what I can mentally handle.
Yeah. And so we heard that and said, okay, let's all, you know, go get coffee or lunch and have a meeting and talk things through. And so we did that. And we kind of landed on certain things. And I think it's a lot of it. I think we kind of started with the question of like, well, what do you want to be doing? Mm-hmm. You know, and because I think the shelf life of doing admin work can be limited. I think for some people, it's just they love it and they just want to do it. It just fits their personality. And like, you know, they want to do it for 5, 10, 15 years or whatever. But I've never gotten that vibe from you. I mean, that you're like, okay, this is fine, you know, but it's like, I think you have other things in your toolbox that you want to, you know, you want
to
do.
I have more value to give you guys. I actually like doing the admin stuff because I feel like I'm good at it. So it just comes natural and it's, you know,
right.
But so I do hold that value and I know that, but I just feel like I want to grow with you guys more and give back more. And
yeah, that's not really filling your bucket. It's not creative. It's not like, it's just like, yeah, I'm good at this, so I'll do it. But it's like, yeah, let's get you jazzed and excited about doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so as part of that conversation, we definitely went through and been like, well, okay, where, you know, what can we offload from you? What, you know, what do you not like doing? What, you know, how can we be more efficient with some of these things? And then also like, well, what are you interested in? And so I think we kind of figured out some ideas and then, you know, coupled with that, you know, looked at your compensation because it had been too long since we had given you a raise and that was on us. And I mean, I think we both said it at the moment is like, we ultimately felt bad about that because I don't want anyone to have to ask for a raise. I think we want to be ahead of the curve on that.
That's a really awkward place to be. Yeah.
Yeah. And it feels, like that was an error on our part. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just, and I think part of it was like, last year was hard, you know, and it felt like there just wasn't any, you know, extra. And so it was like, you know, and, you know, Mark and I didn't get raises and, you know, and it's like, and that's fine. We should get a raise last, but you know,
but I totally understand that and respect that. And that is why I stuck through. And I was just, you know, I didn't.
You were just the good soldier and just, you know,
I was like, you know, we're having a hard year. I know that things are slow and it's just, so I kept going and.
Yeah. But then it gets to a point where you're like, well, okay, now things are a little better.
Wait, you want me to do this and this and this?
Why hasn't this been addressed? And I think we ended up, you know, we don't need to get into the compensation, but we said, okay, yeah, this is what we can do. But then it felt like, and I kind of said, in that moment, it's like, well, we also have to be able to pay for this. Right. And it ties in though to not, it's not like, okay, Chelsea, you're going to get a raise. Well, you got to go earn it. But it's more of like, oh, these things that we've actually been talking about, if we can put them into place, then this is an easy thing for us to afford. And then potentially there can be more later, you know, because we're building out new sources of revenue for us. So the big thing that we, and kind of right, it had been happening like right before we had this conversation, is having more substantive conversations with certain clients about helping manage their social media for them. Mm-hmm. And maybe less managed, but helping produce content that is not just listing videos, right?
Yeah.
And so I think you were starting to talk about that. And then I think that was maybe the thing that kind of pushed you over, like, okay, well, I'm going to do this. Okay, we got to have this conversation.
Yeah. It was because I was, you know, putting all of that into place in my head, like, okay, well, that would require this. And right. I'm going to have to put a lot more time, and I'm going to actually have to crack down on my time management and plan this out, because it could be a full-time job in itself.
Right.
That was definitely the starting point for why this conversation had to happen.
Adding something that big, you can't just like tack it on in between phone calls or emails. It has to actually be a blocked out time where you can really focus on something like that.
Yeah. And you had been working, only a couple hours on Fridays, through the last year, as kind of part of, you know, trying to cut some costs and I think, you know, part of it to give you a little more time, for your own stuff, but, very conveniently that it's time we're not paying you for. So it's great. It works out really well for us. So part of what we did in that meeting is said, hey, let's give back some hours on Fridays. And let's make sure that those are wholly devoted to the social media stuff, where it's like, you are working, but you are not expected to be answering emails or be on the phones or any of the typical admin roles. You know, we decided to do that. And then we also, and I don't think this is actually just like a fake thing that we say just to make you feel better, but we did give you a new title, which is a social media creative director, or creative director for social media, however you want to say it. Right. And I think we wanted to make sure that, I thought that was important to me, because that actually defines a role for you. And then it also is something that you can say when talking to clients. And it is actually true. So we said, like, so if we can get some kind of retainer clients to produce social media content, then that pays for the raise. But part of this is also like, if you are going to be doing that, you need to devote time. So yeah, okay, great. 4 hours on a Friday, that's fantastic. But you're not going to produce content for two or three or four realtors in 4 hours once a week. So, you know, that's the element that is coming that we're going to have to figure out, because every single time you're working on something else, then that's time you're not doing admin. Right. So someone has to do the admin, and that someone is me.
That someone is typically Reed.
And Mark too. I mean, we joke, but Mark does a ton of that stuff too. So it's not.
But it's just more challenging when I'm in the field. Yeah, I'm driving between shoots. I don't feel confident picking up the phone because I don't have the calendar in front of me. Yeah. And it's just like, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you miss the good old days when that was just the norm?
No, I think back to those. I'm like, how the heck would I revert to what it used to be? That was just like nightmare.
Yeah. And I don't think we figured that out yet. And because obviously we don't, and we'll get into that in a minute, but we don't have a client yet. But once we do, you know, how are we going to manage that? And I can see a scenario where we do hire, whether it's VA or whether it's actually, you know, someone local or someone stateside, but not local, you know, I think we're going to need more admin help if we're able to grow this other side of our business.
That feels like the road it's going to go down. Yeah. Cause it's, I think it makes us more robust anyway.
Yeah.
Even when Chelsea wants to take a vacation or someone gets sick or whatever, it's just like, it seems like the way to go.
Yeah. And I can see a scenario too, where and one of the other things that we've kind of talked about a lot, but have never really put into place is trying to shoot on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if we have staff who's willing to shoot on Saturdays, well, one of the issues is if we have people shooting on Saturdays, well, you kind of need admin support when people are out shooting. Cause it's always like, oh, the lockbox doesn't work or this or that, or, you know, whatever.
What's the gate code and I'm running late.
And so, I think if we had two separate admins and, you know, one could work on Saturdays or, you know, whatever, then we could start to open up that to also increase revenue. But that's a little beside the point, but we will have to navigate that if we are able to make this side of the business a reality.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good starting point because those hours on Friday give me time to get it all rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, you know, down the line, we will have to restructure that.
And
but it's perfect.
But that's a good problem to have.
Yes, right? Exactly. I mean, that's, and it's one of those situations where we just have to dive in and figure it out once we get it going.
Yeah, I think so.
And we're kind of at the phase now, right, of trying to figure out like what our actual offerings are going to be, how much time it's going to be for you to create it, edit it, and how, how the whole workflow is going to go. Because if it starts snowballing and one client turns into 4 to 10, like then how are we going to manage that?
Yeah.
Right. I feel really good about that. And I think you do too, Chelsea, right?
I do.
Yeah. I think it's kind of, you know, exciting in a weird dorky way, but you know, but it's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. I already feel so much better. Like I know, I haven't really mentioned it since I've been back. Cause it all happened before I left, like for my trip.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You went to Atlanta.
And so I just wanted to say thank you to you guys again for hearing me. But I felt such a sense of relief that I had had that conversation because I teased at it, I think, in December to you guys. And then I just didn't say anything because it was an uncomfortable conversation to have. Like, I didn't want to bring up. I had to figure out how to bring that up. But also I was trying to figure out how I was truly feeling. Like, was I feeling burnout and just needed to restructure my days to have more time with my son? Cause that's how that's how it actually started. I was like, I feel like I'm just putting in a lot of time for what? Like, cause I'm just doing admin stuff, but a lot of admin stuff. And then at the end of the day, I'm like stressed out and frustrated and burnout. And my son was like, oh, you're always in a bad mood lately. And that's hard to hear. Yeah. You know,
that doesn't feel good. No.
So I was trying to just really get clear on how I was feeling and what I wanted to say to you guys. But it took me a few months before I was like, okay. But yeah, the tipping point was the social media conversation.
I feel like that conversation went really well that we decided to kind of also like double your new role. And we
let's start another department.
So, well, and it kind of ties in together and it ties into, you know, a few episodes, ago on the PMRE episode, we had Kelsey Curtis on and we discussed it quite a bit, but we are really trying to commit to having a branding side of our photography offerings, which is just not something that we've done. But, I think there is a big need for it. No one else is doing it. It helps sets us apart, in the real estate photography world locally. And it also, it can create another source of revenue and it can, diversify our offerings and keep our clients more committed to us. And you can also have branding / social media packages. So if we have someone, you know, if we were to have someone on staff who could take those branding photos and, you know, I think we've discussed like, you know, we all shoot real estate and that's kind of what we do. And I think, you know, some of our staff could probably do it, but it doesn't seem like they want to. And it also pulls them away from shooting real estate, which is what we need them to be doing.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're just around realtors too much. Yeah. The thought of shooting realtors is a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you know, Chelsea has photography skills, but she said that you don't want to do that. No.
I think for the same reason when I talk to them on the phone, then I'm like, you know, I can't even imagine. But I also stepped away from photography because I didn't want to be shooting headshots and the really, you know, the stuff that I was shooting was not exciting. So,
Well, so then we decided, okay, we want to do this. But how are we going to do it? Who's going to do this for us? And then, just by chance, we were shooting a property and it was, we were going to do a bigger kind of more lifestyle video for this. It was a very unique property in Oxnard.
That never panned out, huh?
No, that it never fizzled. Panned out. Yeah. Well, they're renovating, they have to earthquake retrofit the building. So it was times. This big historic theater in Oxnard and we were going to be doing a video for it. And one of the realtors involved, who's a friend of mine as well, we were talking and she just kept talking about photography. Like, and she was like, hinting a little, but just like, she was just like, wanted to talk about it because she was taking an interest in photography and she's not like a high volume realtor. She just kind of has her license and helps out her husband and his team. And we had a conversation and I was like, huh, well, this could be interesting. And then I was like, Mark, maybe we should talk to her. And so I did. So I just kind of said, would you be interested in doing this kind of photography? But this is someone who's a little raw, like they haven't done a ton of photography stuff, but she was so passionate about wanting to learn about it. And so we all met, and a few weeks ago, Mark, and her name's Elena, and I, and it was just like, man, it just seemed like such a good fit.
Yeah. To me, right away, it was like that missing piece of like someone who just really had the passion to want to do it, to get out there. And I was like, oh, this is all I want to do. And how am I going to, what lens should I use? And then she was just like, I was like, whoa,
this is
a missing piece for us.
Well, and she's a realtor.
Yeah, that was the key thing I said to Reed after we met with her was, she is going to understand what these realtors are looking for. She has the patience and knows how to talk to them. That, Nikki or someone else might not have because they're just around them too much in a different state of mind.
Yeah. So. Well, she is a realtor, so she understands that frame of mind.
Exactly.
And she's got like, I mean, she looks the part, she has the aesthetic of the, for the part. I mean, it's just like, and she's like, and even for her, it's more like, I just want to do this. I don't even have to make very much money, cause they're comfortable with their real estate income. And so it's like, not that then we can just pay her nothing, but it's like compensation does not seem to be an issue at this point. So now we're able to build out a team. And so to tie this in with what we're talking about with Chelsea is then, we kind of said, Chelsea, let's make this one department, the social media and branding department. And, we want you to kind of, be in charge of it effectively and, and then try to build that out. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Yeah. And so we actually, we talked about it on this, with Kelsey the other day, but we got a membership to Elevate, which is Kelsey Curtis's female brand photographer kind of program. And so, and that's the thing is because our photographer is a little green. So I think if she can just actually study and she really wants to learn, she's really passionate about it. So I feel like she's going to be up to speed in no time.
Yeah. She's going to soak all that stuff up like a sponge. I feel like it's perfect for her for where she's at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel good. So what we're doing now and what Chelsea's been working on, and I need to actually just read them and go over it and try to give notes, but it's coming up with packages and, and we've been talking, well, how much do we charge? How much do we charge? And I think Chelsea, your advice has been to,
I think we just need to have a starter package for both because they can change very quickly per client.
Right.
And you don't want to put too much in there and it just not work out price wise, but then you want to make sure they're getting enough value for what they're expecting.
And then it sets a minimum expectation for us of like, this is your kind of starter.
Yeah. Package, I think everyone has to have a starter package and then we have that one-on-one consult with them, what they need specifically. And then we can customize that package price for them.
Yeah. Well, do we need a location? Do we need hair and makeup? Do we need all that stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think what you've been saying all along is like, cause I think we can get stuck on the price. You're like, don't think about the price now. Let's just come up with the packages and then we'll figure out how much we can charge for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
my thought is like, we don't need to reinvent the wheel on this stuff. There's hundreds, if not thousands of people out there doing this stuff that have figured it out.
Just go on Cheyenne's website and figure just copy whatever she does.
Cheyenne, Chelsea, like all the people out there, Bethany, that are already doing this stuff. Like,
Yeah, exactly. So I feel pretty positive about this. I'm excited. Who knows whether we can actually even sell it? Cause it's just so many times people are like, they talk about how they want to do this stuff, but then when push comes to shove and comes time to write the check, Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't, but.
Yeah. Just like all these videos we're supposedly doing, right? For all these clients. And, we got to have videos. All right. Yeah.
But at the very minimum, if we build out the program, we build out the offerings, we have it on our website, it just is one more way that we, you know, it makes us look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, then we're a full service media marketing company. We can offer everything in one place for them, which is ideal. Yeah,
obviously for us as business owners, it's like, we're always looking, and Jeff, our business advisor, is always like, you got to diversify stuff. And he's like, oh, why aren't you guys shooting weddings and doing this? And it's like,
no,
feels like it's real estate related, but it's adjacent, but it's outside of kind of the whole grind of the listings.
Yes.
And we can ramp it up in the off season when we're slower, and we can do things that are
And if we, if we have that department, then the branding just has so many other applications. Mm-hmm. So it can be for any kind of business. And there is, I think, a future there as well. And then if we have people who are heading up department, I don't have to do anything.
You don't.
So, I mean, that's the beauty for me.
Mm-hmm. You're just cashing checks over there.
Oh yeah. Big old fat checks. Mm-hmm. I love cashing fat checks. So let's cash some right now. Let's talk about a couple different companies, and then we'll come back with our social media sidebar. We got a lot of business talk. We got business. We're business people over here. So we're going to talk about business in the last half. And then we're going to end with action items. I know what Marks is. Ooh, baby.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So good. I mean, what more can we say? You know what we can say? We have finally, and we're going to talk about this more in the second half of the show, but let's tease that. I love teasers. I'm a teaser. Mm-hmm. We finally scheduling on Aereo. But you know what? That's just one of the things you can do with Aereo. They make everything so easy. You can schedule, you can deliver, you can invoice. We've been doing that for a long time. It's so great. People just click the button and pay, and then they can download their photos. And then we get money that then we give to Aereo to pay for their platform. But it's very fairly priced. And, you know, so many other things you can do at Aereo. We have our app. We have, come on. You guys know by now, Aereo is one of the best ways online to help grow your real estate media business. Use the code UPMARKET at Aereo.com, mm-hmm. Aereo.com, and you're going to get 15 free bonus listings. If you haven't checked out Aereo, I don't even know what to think about you right now. At least check it out. If you don't use it, that's okay. But just check it out, because it's so, so good. Aereo.com. So I do have a surprise for you guys that I haven't told you about, but I got my first tattoo.
Does it have GLA on your tattoo? No,
it is a floor plan.
I knew it. He's all in, man.
Because here's the whole thing with tattoos for me is like I've just never been able to commit. Because even when I was 18, you know, people were like, because I remember a friend of mine got a big Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo on his arm when he was like 18. And I was like, and that was when they were really like alternative and before. And then I'm like, oh yeah. Once they kind of became popular, I bet he really regretted that. I wanted to have no regrets. And so I could never think of something I would want to tattoo until now. And everyone knows how I feel about floor plans.
You found your thing.
So,
huh?
Yeah. So I got a second floor app floor plan. It's tattooed. It's on my back.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Room dimensions, everything.
Your entire back?
2/3 of it.
Wow. Yeah. That's commitment.
And you know, because I know, as many of our listeners do, that Second Floor app is one of the best places that you can do a floor plan on your phone. And you can do it. Here's the thing. Other things that I've heard seeing people complaining about delivery times for floor plans. Well, Second Floor app, you do not have that problem. Second Floor app, you can as soon as you do that floor plan, it is deliverable right there in your phone to your agent. And that is something that you can probably upcharge them for. But even if you don't want to deliver it right then, it's going to be ready when you get home that night. It's going to be ready. You can stick it into Aereo or whatever you, or whatever you use to deliver stuff. You can stick it right in there. Secondfloorapp.com/upmarket. You're going to get a free month of service. You can do a ton of floor plans. You can do a ton of very quick delivery of your floor plans. Secondfloorapp.com, all spelled out. Secondfloorapp.com/upmarket. Social media sidebar, come on, upmarket.media on social media. This is where we are, this is what we are. Follow the pod, upmarketpod.com or .com. Well, that we have that too. Mm-hmm. You can go to the website. Yeah. But you can follow the pod on TikTok now. Do you following me?
I'm not, no.
Yeah, I have never posted anything. I've looked at it
circle
twice.
Back but on TikTok, have,
but it's there.
But we have the account. We've been posting more on Upmarket Pod on Instagram. It's really been going well.
Seeing your face out there a lot. It's been good.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got, you know, we're getting more followers with our whole, PMREI guide promotion. Mm-hmm. So, you should do that too. Oh, wait, this isn't a PMRE episode, but, you know, go to goiguide.com, PMRE, and, you know, /PMRE. And then you can find out how to enter that contest to get free tickets to PMRE. And then, so social media, what do we want to talk about?
So something I've been seeing on our social media, like we've talked before about trying to do collaboration posts, especially with some of our agents that are more active, because then like we get outreach, but then we tap into their reach, which has been great. But something that I've seen lately is some of our newer clients that have kind of found us through social media. Mm-hmm. They're reaching out to us and collaborating with us because they see outreach on social media as something valuable to them. So,
Getting
requests for collabs. So I'm like, this is kind of cool. Kind of the script flipped a little bit and it's...
Yeah. It's well, cool. That's the thing is, I mean, the we can feed each other. I mean, mm-hmm. You're feeding the beast.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, we have thousands of followers and a lot of like, I was on our Real VC podcast, the other day when we were recording that, our Ventura County real estate podcast, one of the guests on there was like, amazing. He doesn't really use us, but he was like, I follow you guys on Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to, right? I mean, if you want to see what's coming up, I was like, exactly. Yeah.
So I really like that. I feel like we can lean into that more of creating value for agents that want to see what's coming and what's happening. And we're on the front lines of what's happening with inventory.
I almost feel like, you know, every single post we should have, it should be a collab post. Like when we do mm-hmm. House of the Week or when we do, you know, mm-hmm. are we doing that? Collab? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Not everyone accepts or gets into it.
Of course.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. I know. On the podcast, I try to do collab posts and not, you know, everyone doesn't always accept the collaboration. Mm-hmm. Brandon Cooper of PMRE. Hmm.
Just so much more powerful than tagging them. It's like just tapping into them. And for me, like when I see it, when they request it for us, I'm like, I don't even have to post anything today. They just posted for us and boom, you just click yes.
Man, I love it. Well, mm-hmm. our creative director for social media, I think can click that yes, tap that yes too. So
that is true.
Yeah.
We'll see if she's up for that.
Well, and that's one of it is, you know, as I think we've said it 500 times on this podcast of like having Chelsea do more of our actual social media. And I think mm-hmm. as we're increasing that role, I mean, we kind of, in a way, I feel like have to, prove ourselves or not prove it, but to be an example for our clients on how we can do what we can bring to their social media. So I think we need to get more creative in our social media and not mm-hmm. just be posting pictures of houses. I mean, we are getting a lot more behind the scenes stuff. I mean, Nikki's just going apeshit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you follow upmarket.media on podcast, on Instagram, you're seeing a lot of Nikki shoots, mm-hmm. Cause she's just like, she's making content, it's awesome.
Yeah. She really enjoys it. And I like her doing that. And that's just a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, so we've got that a little more dialed in on, as far as the behind the scenes stuff, but we also need more of those kind of us being on camera and talking about stuff. And, mm-hmm. I think we did a little bit of that probably a little over a year ago.
That's right.
But we need to kind of ramp that back up. Because if we're not doing it for ourselves, I think it's harder to sell it to our clients.
Yeah. And we kind of talk like, why don't we be our first clients, you know, to kind of set the stage and show some examples of what,
right,
what
that can, well, look and, like. And yeah, and it's not social media, but we're going to do a branding shoot for our Real VC podcast, because to update on that, which in a way is kind of a social media thing, you know, that's our podcast all about Ventura County real estate with an eye for, a, you know, a realtor audience, you know, unlike this one. And we recently had a co-host come on. This woman, Katie Connolly, who's the assistant team leader at a big brokerage in Oxnard, who had been a guest on the show. And we, you know, one of the things we were going through with that is we were having problems casting the show, of having mm-hmm. people come on. And the idea was, oh, we're going to get realtors to come on. But holy hell, are, you know how annoying realtors are.
The whole scheduling thing, just saying.
Yeah, so yes. Hard, so hard. And so And then if I'm hosting, I don't know anything about real estate. And so it's really hard for me to come up with stuff on the fly. But you bring in Katie, who is not only a leader, but she's also a realtor. And so all of a sudden, even if no one else shows up, we can talk and yeah. we can do a show. And then she's connected up to Wazoo. And so she's and very aggressive and mm-hmm. in a very, very good way. And so she is just like, 500 ideas about who can be on the show. And then we're going to do this. And she just sent me a long text last night about, okay, we have to market this way. We have to market that way. And it's just stuff that we weren't able, given how scattered we are on stuff, we just haven't been able to do that. So I'm excited about having the co-host who's not Mark. I mean, finally.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes so much sense. Like yeah. for her, we love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And so we're actually really trying to grow that, because we really want that to be the hub for talk about Ventura County real estate. And so we've actually moved some of when we're sponsoring like networking events and stuff, we've actually moved those sponsorships to be from Upmarket Media to be from Real VC. Mm-hmm. So even when we're a lot of times, if there's a raffle, we'll donate like free aerial photos or whatever. Now we donate free raffle photos from Upmarket Media donated by Real VC podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to help build that brand name and awareness in the community.
Yeah. And I think, already it's paying dividends. I'm excited about that. So that feels like something we've really, beefed up in the last couple months. So, you should check it out. It's, mm-hmm. if you want to hear, we just recorded an episode. It's going to come out soon. Or is it the same day as this episode? Yeah, it comes out the same day as this episode. We had another realtor perspective on the NAR settlement. So that's, I think, a good episode to check out, even if you are obviously not in Ventura County.
Yeah, and it's something obviously our listeners can emulate if they're wanting to do a podcast. Absolutely. Or get into this. It's like the perfect kind of segue to
Be
that voice in your local industry.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I think, and we'll check back in, you know, periodically about it on this podcast, but I'm really excited about how powerful that's going to be. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to come back. We'll have more talk about our business and some action items. When do you think the tattoo heals? I don't know. I don't have, this is my first tattoo. Oh, I mean,
you still got Saran wrap on it or what?
Well, that was just for 3 days. Oh, okay. I just had that. So I don't, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's still a little sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Itch? I don't know. Maybe it's infected. I have not actually seen it because it's on my, back. I have not actually seen it.
It's just something you whip your shirt off at a shoot so realtors can see it and get excited about floor plans.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a good marketing tool. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, and especially at the beach this summer, people are going to be coming up to me. Just like, I'm like,
you're that floor plan guy.
Yeah, you are the floor plan guy. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I should get is maybe I should get a little Aereo logo tattooed somewhere because now that we're doing our scheduling with Aereo. So, how is that going, Chelsea? Cause you've been kind of, it's something we've talked about for a long, long time. I don't even know why. Well, they didn't quite have it worked out the way we needed it to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Of people use it for the scheduling and it's been great for a long time. Right. But just, we had some very specific things that I don't remember even what they were. But.
Yeah. We still have a few that I've actually put in the request for feature updates on it. Mm-hmm. Just so it's a little easier for our team.
Right.
But yeah, for a long time, it was just little hiccups here and there. And I didn't trust it enough to put all our faith into that.
Right. Right.
So, you know, we would start and then we would stop and then we would start and something else would happen.
I feel like our current or our previous system now using Google and all that, it wasn't really broken. It was working. And it was like, well, do we really want to rock the boat on this and risk, you know, something not showing up or someone not seeing something? And so it was just, we never were ready to jump right in, but now, now we are.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few things about, there was a lot of things about the doing it with the Google, just with the Google Calendar that were, that I thought were a little difficult. You know, like, cause the invitations would come from the photographer's email address and that was like, and so all of a sudden you'd have people trying to communicate with Nikki directly, not even on purpose. They're just replying to the email and it's just, you know, this was a little not great.
Right. Right.
Among other things.
But yeah, we finally got the last few little things switched up and ready to go. So I just started scheduling everything this week with Aereo, and I've been on, you know, on chats with the tech team, just making sure it's dialed in how we need. There's still a lot, I'm sure, that I need to filter through in terms of the notifications, and because there's so many for each team member and clients, and you know, you can customize who gets certain emails when scheduling appointments. So there's a lot that I have to filter through for.
Right. And I think, doesn't it also auto email them as a an appointment reminder and those kind of things? If we want, I mean, all that's, you know, customizable.
You can get pretty granular with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What Mark and I were talking about is like, do we want the marketing team to get notified every time an appointment is scheduled? I don't know. That might get annoying.
Oh, right. The back end marketing team for the realtor. Yeah.
Because they're a team member. So then. So I've been just trying to tweak that, but I'm going to have to go in for each individual client and change that depending on the client.
Yeah, sure. So, so it's a little bit of work. Yeah.
Like an assistant who's going to maybe be at the shoot. That's really helpful for them. Right. But someone who just needs the photos to create a flyer, they don't really need to know when the appointment is. And
when it's rescheduled or
So, no, because we someone emailed us yesterday on the marketing team who was like, oh, I saw this appointment get rescheduled. Do I need to add a cancellation fee to the invoice or, you know, to our payment to you? And I was like, no. It was foggy and we couldn't do aerials or whatever it was. So,
yeah. But then she okayed being on the thread for scheduling. So,
Okay.
So, how are you finding it, I guess, time? Are you going in and having to add things individually to each appointment, or is it kind of a similar workflow, just a different place to enter it? Or
it's similar. There's a few things that are easier. Like at the end of the day, when I'm creating listings, they're already created and ready to go when I schedule them. So there are things that are easier. I think it's just making sure all the details are in there as normal.
Yeah. Like our team is used to looking at their phone, boom, boom, boom. This is what they see. So it's just that transition of like,
So I had to figure out how to include those notes into the Aereo orders.
Yeah.
So
and I think they, and I think what we, and I don't think we've ever done this is because there's also the Aereo Go app, which is, which is the app that is really for us. It's not because we have our app that Aereo produces for us. That is the Upmarket Media app. That's for our clients. But the Aereo Go app is for, it's called Aereo Go, right? You know, it's kind of the internal thing. And so I think if, you know, they may need to get into the habit of looking in there for their schedule rather than just looking in the Google Calendar. You know, that's actually a good point. That would really help is, and so, you know, maybe we just have to look at it. And maybe we can do that later today is kind of look at it in the guise of being just the photographer who doesn't have access to the main calendar of everybody. And, you know, so Mark, I guess you can, you can try to look at it. And then if we can give them the way to do it, then I think, you know, these kind of questions are going to go away pretty fast. And this is just the way we do it. Cause if we're going to use Aereo, let's use Aereo. Why are they looking at their Google Calendar?
Exactly. You know? I mean, ultimately we want to step away from Google Calendar, right? Which has crossed my mind if it's going to be tricky on our end, like when we have other things scheduled.
Right.
Yeah. Outside of shoots, I have to figure out how we're going to do that.
But
it's a good starting point right now.
It's just a learning curve. I mean, you know, and with so many things about once you have a business with so many clients and with just these set ways to do things, it's like turning around the cruise ship, you know, or whatever. It's like, you know, it's like, it's not easy and it is hard just to do something simple, like changing. I mean, it's not simple to change scheduling, but in a way it is. And, but to have a new system, man, it's a, there's so many moving parts. Yeah. So many people.
There's like 500 of our clients out there that are used to getting things in a certain way. Right. And suddenly they're not going to get them that way. It's going to be different. And some of them are going to probably freak out no matter what, even if it's better. That's so it's, you just have to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, but I think so far it seemed like, because this is really is the first week that we, that we've used it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's gone fairly smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah. And every new appointment that's come in, that's called in, I have put in through Aereo, not even Google Calendar. So this week I started with double booking just to be extra sure.
Yeah, right. It was some extra rainbow on the calendar.
Yeah. 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 But every new call that's come in is only on Aereo scheduling. So.
So you're creating an appointment and that creates an order and then boom, at the end of the day, you just create the listing.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like it.
Man, lots of big changes here at Upmarket Media, a brand new department and a new scheduling system. Enough about scheduling. Come on, people. What are we, why are we? Oh,
we're in the weeds on scheduling. Just,
I want to talk about something truly exciting that happened in my life this week outside of the tattoo.
I was going to say, can we top that?
Yeah, it's quite a week.
We can. I got the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. In fact, we're filming the podcast on that very camera right now. So if you're watching on YouTube, wow, this is cutting edge technology right here. Well, one, I got that just because, you know, whatever. I only had like a 12, an iPhone 12.
It was time.
So yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely time. My phone barely worked. I mean, it's just,
been suffering all these years.
Yeah, I have been. But, obviously, you know, I did want a new phone. But one of the things that we've been kind of thinking about is, cause I think I've seen it on, you know, posted in some of the Facebook groups, is actually using the iPhone 15 Pro Max for shooting our videos. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen a few shots of like that dynamic range of where, you know, where really you're bringing in views on properties
that's
that
kind
you
of insane.
Can't do with the cameras we're using now. So I think there's a case to be made for maybe switching over our, I don't know. We're going to run some, now that we have the camera, we're going to run some tests and kind of see if this workflow could be one, that we want to do and just like buy a fleet of iPhone 15 Pro Maxes.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like you said, in the Facebook groups at PMRE talking, like it's becoming more the norm now, especially with the way everyone wants vertical videos. And right now, some of our product, we're shooting horizontal and cropping it and it just doesn't quite cut it. And
you know. Well, and two, if we're going to be doing more social content, I mean, I know Chelsea, you have an iPhone, I mean, but it's not brand new. It's like a year or two.
No, I think it's a 13.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's still really great. Right. I mean, you know, and probably just for, you know, vertical content, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Pro Max, so it is good, but
but it's not the 15 Pro Max.
It's not the 15.
Hey, let's not forget about Team Android over here. Maybe come on. There's a few of us out there.
Well, that's
me and Dom for Android, baby.
That's the problem. I think is if we do feel like that this is superior to what we're doing now, Mark, are you prepared to make the switch?
I'm prepared to upgrade to the latest Samsung phone, which is on par, if not better, than the 15 Pro Max.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, of course. They're all, I mean, these phones are like,
They're constantly competing. There's probably
the same thing.
Yeah.
Just has a different logo on the front.
Okay, whatever.
Do you want to have do we need a phone battle? Like a video phone battle?
I mean, wow. That's talk about exciting. Is in all seriousness, is the quality of the Samsung phone, I mean, are people getting similar results with the video?
Yes. 100%.
Okay. I feel like you don't actually know. You're just saying that.
It's the same thing. If you have the Google Pixel, the latest one, the Samsung, it's like, depending on your camp, you can find a video.
Yeah, I think they all have to be on par with each other.
And a blog and a forum to support either camp. They're all the same.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine. Presumably because, you know, Apple is so expensive that those phones are much cheaper.
I don't think so. I think they're $1,000 or more.
But I think everyone on the team actually uses iPhone except for you.
I think they do. Yeah.
So, that's what we'd have to think about is like, so if we decided that we wanted to do that, I mean, we'd have to buy the phones and then you're giving them to the staff and you know, how's it? So is that their new phone or is that like their work phone? Yeah.
Right. And is it just a device that's not connected to a network for an actual phone? Well, we're just using it for the camera.
The problem is, but I guess you can just buy it straight up and you have no plan. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, you use it for the camera. I mean, I don't know. Cause we, you know, here's the thing. So we already subsidize cell phones for our staff. We don't, I think, pay the whole bill. I mean, you know, this, our monthly subsidy for phone and home internet is related to how many hours you work. If you work, you know, under, I don't even know, it's under 15 or under 20 hours per pay period, you get this much. If you work over that, you get this much. And I don't think it quite covers, it just covers a portion, right? Because you're also using it for your own use. And
yeah, but we literally need it for floor plans, for slacking, for whatever we're doing in the field. You can't do our job without it.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So you know, we feel strongly that we should subsidize that. So, but do we extend that and then, you know, buy them a new phone? And then, you know, if they want, they use it as their personal phone and we still just give them a subsidy? Or, you know, I don't want to be paying for everyone's phone bills.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two options that come to the top of my head would be either do what I do for my son, this iPad, and just have a Wi-Fi only.
Right.
So they can shoot all content and then upload later.
Right.
When they have Wi-Fi, or just get, you know, a separate line that is their work number. So in the event they need to call the realtor or anything, or the realtor wants their number, I can actually share their number and that is their work line. They are only reachable on that line for work.
Right.
And it's like the minimum cell phone plan.
Well, because because if we did that, then we could actually cut the phone subsidy. We'd say we'd have to subsidize home internet still.
And they can have, you know, their floor plan app on there and everything else. So that all work is not taken over on their personal phone.
Right.
I mean, most people I know, when I upgrade my phone, you just go on like a device payment plan. That's like $30 a month or something.
Yeah.
So we could potentially just subsidize that, but I don't know, juggling two phones, and that seems like kind of cumbersome.
Well, not really. Just put it in their gear bag.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not using their personal phone while they're working, then that's the only phone they're using is the work one.
Yeah, I don't know. We can talk through that, I guess. It's
kind well, of we are right now.
I know. I'm like, I'm processing it in my head. Like, yeah, does that really make sense? Maybe it does.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, and especially if we are putting them on the payment plans, which are all 0% finance. I just went through it. You know, it's all 0% financing. Well, you know, we can upgrade our whole camera system for, you know, $150 a month with no interest, right? Or wherever how many phones we have to get. And, you know, rather than, because if we just outright bought four iPhone 15 Pro Maxes, you know, they're $1,200 each, depending on how much storage you want to get. So, I mean, it ends up, it's pretty pricey pretty quickly.
Then we're $4,000 or $5,000 right off the bat.
Yeah. Which we'd still obviously have to pay $4,000 or $5,000. It would just be spread over, you know, the next 3 years.
But maybe that's a better way to do it. And then in 2 years, the phone's paid off and then boom, we just upgraded to the 17 Pro Max or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
Still staying fairly on top of the technology.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Well, let's run the damn tests and then we'll see.
Let's start there.
And then we were potentially talking about this for all our videos.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Vertical,
yeah.
Like everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Switching over, and then we just have our photo camera.
Yeah.
And then
bust
out the gimbal with the iPhone.
Right. Right. So,
and I know a lot of people buy lens adapters and a bigger gimbal because you want to be using that, like the main camera, not the zoom camera or the wide angle, because you lose quality. So,
Well, then Chelsea, you could actually just have your personal phone too. And you could just have a work phone. Cause now you're just like,
it's, that would be glorious. Cause you know me, I still, if an open phone message comes through on my personal, I still look at it, even if I'm off. But if I had my work phone put away,
you could literally turn off work.
Oh, see, now we have to do it.
Cause I always look,
then you strip all that work stuff off your personal phone and you're just,
cause then you can really, and that goes for you guys too. You can really just check out.
Oh, I should have two iPhone Pro Maxes, 15 Pro Maxes. That would be good. I could have one.
Oh, boy. Right. Sorry, Mark.
I could get the holsters. So I could have two different ones. That would be great. That would be fantastic.
How many phones are we going to get now? My God.
Oh, I don't know. 10.
I'm going back to Palm Pilot days where people have like their Palm Pilot, their BlackBerry, and their phone.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't know. This is definitely intriguing. Definitely, definitely, definitely intriguing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all agree the quality's there, and it's like not like embarrassing at this point to bust out your iPhone because it's quicker. I feel like, you know, the whole upload thing and everything is going to be as smooth. So,
I don't know. All right. stay tuned to this space to hear the thrilling conclusion of this saga. So
let's throw it out to listeners too. I'd love to hear like who's doing it, who switched over. Yeah. Actually,
no one is still listening at this point. Oh, I know.
Yeah, people who have done it. Like, let's hear the stories.
That's what I need. That's a great engagement question to put on the Upmarket Pod Instagram. I could do a poll. What are you using for? Yes. Oh man, I'm gonna do that.
Oh, social media is blowing up.
Social media.
All right. Exciting. Well, you know, and for me to do polls, I have to take action for those, right? We all know that. And you know, Mark, our action items today are sponsored by Pixel CRM. Pixel CRM, it's the one CRM that is designed and made specifically for real estate media professionals.
It is. And we're taking a deeper dive on Pixel CRM lately. We're getting into stuff. And we just did a broker presentation, Reed and I, a couple of days ago. And we went into Pixel CRM. I created a landing page. So at the end of the broker presentation, we wanted to give away free aerial photos. So created a quick landing page with a form in Pixel CRM. Whipped up a QR code. And so the agents in the room, I just told them, hey, scan the QR code. Took them directly to the landing page in Pixel CRM. So we actually captured their information and were able to reach out to them with more information. Ooh. Rather than just saying, hey, here's free aerials, use this code. It's like we actually get their information now. And it was super quick and easy because the workflow was already there. I just tweaked a couple things and boom, it was live. So
shout out Pixel CRM. If you want to get in on that sweet action, you can go to pixelcrm.com/upmarket and you're going to get a free month of service. And that's Pixel CRM, pixelcrm.com/upmarket. So action items. Chelsea, do you have one? I mean, you're kind of just producing. Okay, good.
Okay, perfect.
Can I go first?
Let's hear it.
It's whatever. It's my mic here. I can do that.
Does it involve tattoos or no?
It does not involve a tattoo. Thank goodness. Chelsea, can you Slack me? Do you know of a tattoo removal place?
No, but I'll look into that for you.
All right. Thank you. Just in case. My action item is actually, it's very self-serving. I want you to listen to the newest Real VC podcast because I mentioned it earlier, but there's, I think, some interesting talk. We had Sam Benner on a couple episodes ago to talk about what he felt like the proposed NAR settlement would mean for our industry. But this, we had a discussion, our co-host Katie Connolly and I, with the head of Ventura County Coastal Association of Realtors, Cami Pinsack. And got her perspective on everything and along with Katie's. So I think it is just good to have another a viewpoint on that. And then the other thing, the reason I want you to listen to that as well too, is hopefully that sparks in your mind that you can also produce a podcast. And so, Mark kind of mentioned it earlier. It's something that I think is a really smart move. And if you feel like at all inclined or at all, like this is something you could do, I would really seriously consider that. And that's bigger than an action item, of course. And, you know, if any listener is ever thinking about starting their own podcast that is not trying to compete directly with ours, I'd be happy to, we'd be happy to offer some suggestions or advice or, have a quick call. And you can always go to upmarketcourse.com. And you can book a 15-minute call with me and I'm happy to answer any questions about the production side.
It's a little daunting, else. Right? Like all the technical side of it and how do I post it and who does all that stuff.
Yeah, there's the technical side, but then, and the other, the biggest thing about doing a podcast as we're knowing, and especially now that, and I think we're moving Real VC to a weekly podcast that now I'm going to be the co-host of two weekly podcasts. It's a lot, to feed that content beast it is a bit, and it's not, you can't just, it's not just that hour that we spend recording. There's a lot more to it than that. And so, and I enjoy it. So it's fine, but it kind of has to come out of your marketing time. Because it is marketing, because I think the Real VC podcast is going to be one of the best vehicles for our marketing that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 100%.
So there you go. And if you listen to it, you're going to recognize some of the music. Because and the format, we just ripped off the whole format. So
why reinvent the wheel? Right? Yeah, exactly. Different audience,
exactly. Yeah. So whoever wants to go next,
all right, Chelsea, what do you got for us?
Well, you gave me this idea, so thank you.
All right,
take some time, make a little outline, write down three ideas of how you could diversify your company, even if it's not feasible right now. Just three ideas how you can get those creative juices flowing and. Just, see how you can expand, see what you could do 2 years from now, see what you could do next month, And maybe that will just, you know, spiral into something else. And it will at least you get you thinking and constantly diversifying your company and just staying up with the time and growing. So I think it's a good idea to at least just write three things that come to mind, see where it goes from there, mm-hmm. expand on them.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, a lot of us are full service, but there's like stuff outside of the real estate stuff right, that we can expand on and do.
Don't limit yourself.
Limitless. All right. So my action item is to take care of yourself, like physically take care of your body. Oh. And this, and like this industry is not like really physically taxing. It's not like we're like construction workers mm-hmm. or it's like very hard on your body, but we do a lot of the same things. Like if you're a high volume shooter, I spend a lot of time in my car. I spend a lot of time at my desk. I spend a lot of time at my camera and just hunched mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. I should probably hunch over the mic a little bit more. But I'm actually, not to get too personal, but I've kind of developed like a personal like condition, and I've just recently figured out why. And it's like, I'm actually developing a hump at the back of my neck. Mm. And it's, I was like, what the heck is that? I was like freaked out. I thought it was a tumor or something.
Right.
But I looked it up and it's actually, it's called tech neck. And it's like more and more common because you're sitting on your phones and your head is forward and down, and it puts a lot of pressure on your spine.
So is it like calcium buildup or is it like, extra muscle?
Muscle building up to compensate for the weight of your head being down. And I'm like, oh my God, am I on my phone?
30 pounds, right? Yeah.
But so especially mine.
Yeah. 40 <You're just> maybe. 40.
50? I don't know. But I started thinking like, what am I doing all day? It's not sitting at my phone. It's my camera's at my belly button with the freaking screen out and my head is down and is hanging there for hours.
Right.
Do that for 10 years. Now I got a freaking...
my gosh.
Lump on the back. I'm like, I'm kind of curious if like that's chronic in our industry or if other people have that or not. Like,
I think that's everyone. Everyone's looking down at their phone. My doctor actually told me that. She said, when you have your phone, hold it up here.
Yeah.
So you're not, so your eye level, because that weight of your head is really bad.
So my action item is to take care of, like, all we do is this, like do some yoga, do something at the end of the day that kind of brings your shoulders back. Like I'm big into outrigger paddling. That strengthens my back. A few of our listeners do that, but it's just like, do something that just like takes care of your body and friggin' eat healthy too. Cause we're on the road. It's just like, grab something quick and junky and easy. And like, if you do that for days and months and years, it suddenly you're like, jeez, my body is like a piece of equipment that I need to take care of.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, think of it this way though. You're building muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my neck is so strong.
Yeah. Now. Not in the right places.
You're freaking cut, man.
Yeah. Look at the neck on that guy. Yeah.
Some of our listeners are outrigger canoers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a few people in Hawaii. Oh. One guy in particular, Brad, he's always shouting me out and we talk paddling. There's people in Florida. Like it's a very obscure sport, but.
Oh, wow. But they've reached out to you because they know you paddle.
Oh, I've heard you paddle, man. Oh, paddling this. No, it's just like a whole little. Wow. Thing we got going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Loop me in on those threads.
We'll do that. We'll get you in a canoe one day.
You know what? I'm glad that thank you to our paddler listeners. And thank you to all the listeners who don't paddle. You're worthy in our eyes. Sure. Nothing wrong with paddling. We love all our listeners, whatever your hobbies may be or not be. And then you know what? We're going to be back next Tuesday. Is every Tuesday from now through PMRE, you got an upmarket episode coming right at you. So next week's it is really good. I know what it's going to be. I haven't recorded it yet. I know who's going to be on.
There's the tease.
Oh, it's a tease. It's someone.
Well, it's a big name. Yeah,
yeah, someone be a big name. Mm-hmm. Actually, a short name, but a very famous name.
Yes, gets a lot of people excited in our industry for sure.
Exactly. So, Reed Fish. Oh, someone other than that too. All right. Thanks again, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Upmarket is a production of Upmarket Studios. This episode was produced by Chelsea Froelich and edited by Bethany Diedrich. Thank you so much for listening, and we really hope you listen to the next one too. In the meantime, our wish for you is to not have to shoot any Friday night Twilight shoots. Thank you for everything.